So in a previous satsang, we were discussing with Pranavallabhaji about Britrasura, the story of Britrasura in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Just as a recap, Britrasura, the whole stories of Bhagavatam, it's all about previous lives and present lives and even future lives. Narada Muni, when he died, in first canto, chapter 6, verse 26 through 28, describes his future life. That Narada Muni gave up his body, then Lord Vishnu, Prayujamane, but he brought from Vaikuntha, he brought a spiritual body, and he gave it to Narada Muni. So that was the story of Narada Muni. And then that's in first canto, then later, maybe eighth canto, there's a story of Narada Muni's previous life. So even the Bhagavatam has many stories of the previous life, the present life, and the future life. So that indicates for us also that our whole existence is an accumulation of our prior births, of the births we took before, our past, not this life in our childhood or babyhood, but in our previous life. And we'll have a future life, maybe spiritual body, maybe heavenly body or earthly body. So even the Bhagavatam is real time. It's about living entities and people. So there, that story is there, King Chitraketu. King Chitraketu was a great heavenly king, and he was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, Param Vaishnav. Very great devotee. And he would fly around. He had all the facility of a deva, but he would use it all for Uttama Shloka, for the glorification of Vishnu, for seva. Indra has so much facility to enjoy so much gold and jewels and power and opulence and women and money and so many things, and he just enjoys. And he's really intoxicated with his pride. But King Chitraketu also had fabulous celestial opulence and wealth. But he was not intoxicated by pride. He was humble and pure in mind and heart. So he would gather the most beautiful women, because he's a king, and Deva king, gather the most beautiful women and go on and collect them on his flower airplane, the best of Gandharvas and the best of Chanaras, the best of celestial damsels and the best of singers. And he would say, "Look, listen, you sing all the glories of Krishna and Vishnu." And he would sit on his flower airplane. He's a king, and someone would fan him, and he would close his eyes, and his driver would fly around the sky here and there for hours and hours, like we could say, cruising in his flower airplane, listening to Harikatha. So beautiful women in front of him. He's not looking at one of them, not thinking, "Oh, her voice is nice. Her voice sounds so nice. What does she look like?" He's just totally in samadhi. His eyes are closed most sometime. But somehow, by the arrangement of Krishna's Lila Shakti, or the divine will, he was flying in some area in Kailash, and Shiva was also hearing Harikatha with many great rishis and munis were in attendance. But Shiva's avadut, he's the Shankar, so he had Parvati sitting on his lap, and he was listening to Harikatha, and all the sages were listening, and someone was speaking, maybe, I don't know, Narada or someone, I can't remember. And King Chitraketu, he saw that, and somehow he said, "Oh, what is this? The greatest of Tyagis is sitting in an assembly of other Tyagis and Vairagis, saints and saints, with his wife on his lap?" So we were just like making comment. It was not offensive, because his mentality was not offensive, but he made that statement. He was surprised, astonished to see that. And all the sages remained quiet, because they know he's a great devotee. And Shiva remained quiet. But Parvati couldn't stay quiet. Because when the devotee or if the disciple, if the hears someone offending his guru, then he has to speak. He can't. Other people can be quiet, but not the disciple or not the wife. If the husband's being vilified, then the wife has to say something. This is also dharma. So then Parvati said, what is this? You know, who do you think you are? He's the greatest Vairagi, greatest, he's Vaishnava Anam Yata Shambhu, the greatest devotee of Vishnu. And then she was about to put a sap curse on him. And King Chitrakirti came to the ground and fell at her feet of Devi. Om Ma, O Devi, O Durga Ma, O Parvati, please forgive me this that. And she said, oh, you're acting nonsense. You've become a demon. And then he didn't say anything. He said, okay, fine, but let me still have love for Krishna, for Vishnu. And she was silent, which means tatastu, bhavatu. Okay. So he became Britrasura. Britrasura. And then Indra had to kill him, and long story. So in our discussions, previous discussions, based on the questions of Pranavalabhaji, we had conveyed to him that this story in the sixth canto of Britrasura is very powerful and very essential. It's actually from first canto, second, third, fourth, fifth, up to sixth canto, we don't get much clear indication of Gopi Bhav, of Vraja Bhakti and Gopi Bhav. But here in the prayers, in Britrasura, it's called Britrasura Upakya, here, like a beating of a dundubi drum. Dundubi means kettle drum, a big, big drum. It's like the beating of a drum to pronounce something, boom, 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 make some announcement, royal announcement, beat the big drum. So this prayers of Britrasura, the so-called demon, who's actually a great devotee, they reveal Gopi Bhav, and they reveal the intensity of attachment and surrender of the gopis. So I was just reading some discussions here, and I mentioned that to him that these prayers are often commented on by Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, by sannyasis, bhavajis, gurus, etc. They often give classes on the prayers of Britrasura. But no one gives classes on the prayers of Haranyakashipu. Haranyakashipu also has prayers, and many prayers are there. Muchukunda, many prayers are there by devotees and even sometimes the demons. But to speak of the devatas, are always offering prayers to Vishnu. Oh, Vishnu, you're so great. You're this, you're that, you're this. Oh, by the way, please come and save us. First they glorify. This is the usual system. You glorify someone, then you ask for something. Wives are expert at that. So that's the idea. So now, so they especially concentrate on Britrasura because of the prayers themselves and the language that Shukadev uses. And in one analogy, he talks about what is that attachment? What is that attachment of Britrasura? Was it like the attachment of a baby bird for his mother? The baby bird is only thinking of the food. He's crying out for his mother, oh, mother, mother, and stretching out his neck, chota bacha, bacha paki. But he's, oh, my mother, mother, I want my mother. But he doesn't want his mother, he wants the food that the mother is bringing him. So it's a conditional love, mixed, selfish. Then he gives the example of the calf, the vatsa crying for gomata, the calf crying for the mother. Ma, ma. Ma, Homa, Homa. You know, they talk back and forth. The baby, Vatsa, she goes, Ma, 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 Ma. It sounds like she's saying Ma. It's like, literally, it sounds like that. And then she's saying, Homa, Hom. Like, I'm your Vatsa. Relax, it's all right. She got a very deep voice, Hom. So the calf is crying for the mother with great anguish and great intensity, but then again, not because she wants the mother, but she wants to you know, get the milk for her nourishment. So then he gives the example of a wife and husband separated. This is in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam. Husband has gone far away on business, and the wife is pining in his separation. Because her whole life is centered, her whole existence is centered around pleasing and satisfying her husband. So he's not there. Her existence is meaningless. She can't please him. She can't satisfy him. So she's practically, you know, beside herself in the separation from her husband. And then when he's describing this in the Sanskrit verse, he doesn't say stri, purusha and stri to describe husband and wife. And he doesn't even say, although he's describing husband and wife, he doesn't say pati patni. He says, I wrote a note here, he says, priyam priyeva vyushitam. Priyam priyeva vyushitam vishvanam. He describes that this type of love between husband and wife, it's not pati patni love or priti. It's priyam priyeva. And there's nothing, no one more dear to me than my husband. So he says, yeah, this is the kind of mood of Britrasura. So just to understand how significant the story of Britrasura is, I want to say something when I get your attention. Yeah. This is for you. Because you were asking about Britrasura. So the Srimad Bhagavatam describes a story. There's 347 chapters in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 12 cantos. 347 chapters. So it describes hundreds of devotees. And of course, the various forms and avatars and incarnations and descents of Bhagavan, Krishna, Ram, Vishnu, Das Avatar, Leela Avatar, Guna Avatar, etc. And Vyasadeva wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam, but then he wrote another book. That's the Bhagavad Puran, but he wrote a book called Garuda Puran. And in the Garuda Puran, he's describing the other Puranas. Just like Srimad Bhagavatam, also in the 12th canto, it describes the other Puranas and how many shlokas they each have. There's one shloka in the 12th canto of Bhagavatam. It says the Skanda Purana has 90,000 shlokas. The Brahma Vaivart Purana has 18,000. And the Padma Purana has 55,000. And the Bhagavad Purana has 18,000. Like this, there's different numbers. So each Purana has certain characteristics mentioning something about the others. So when that same Vyasadeva is writing in Garuda Purana, he says he's describing the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Puran, which he also wrote. And he said the Bhagavad Puran, although it has hundreds of stories, what is distinctive, the Vishesh Gun of Srimad Bhagavat Puran, it's special. The Bhagavad Puran is special because it contains the story of Britrasura. That's Vyasadeva. Not the story of Narada Muni or the story of Krishna. And so many stories are there. Prahlad Charitra, Dhruva Charitra, Narada Charitra, Rukmini Harana. So many stories are there. But the author himself, he says this story. So this is the speciality of the Bhagavad. He says that the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is the real Bhagavad, because here the story of Britrasura is told. Why is Vyasadeva saying real Bhagavad? Because there's the Srimad Bhagavat or Bhagavad Purana, and there's also the Devi Bhagavat for the worshippers of Durga and Shiva. And that was spoken by Ma Parvati, Ma Devi. I don't know if Vyasadeva didn't write that or whatever, but so he's saying this is the real Bhagavat. The real, in other words, because Devi Bhagavat doesn't have the story of Britrasura. Okay? But many stories are there. So he says, this is the real. So that, and then Priti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami is also describing the same point. So this is a further update on the significance and value of the Brichasura Upakhya in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam. And that's why there are really super extensive commentaries on the sixth canto of the story of Brichasura, because even the great Acharyas, Vallabhacharya, Sanatana Goswami, and Jiva, Vishwanath, Sridhar Swami, and what to speak of contemporary gurus and Acharyas, they regularly dive deep into these prayers, and they find so much encouragement for Shuddha Bhakti and the Sharanagata Bhav of the Shuddha Bhakta. So that's nice. You can understand. We have the BBT, Prabhupada's edition of the Bhagavatam, and has Prabhupada's commentaries there. And now his disciple, Bhattaswami, also has his Bhagavatam. And he has, it's on the folio. You know, they have that folio from Atul Krishna. And there he has all the Bhagavatam. Tikas of Vishwanath in English by Bhattaswami. So you can see Vishwanath at least. And if you know, read Sanskrit or Hindi, you can get some other Bhagavatams and read more. So this amazing story of Brichasura, the demon who is fighting the devotee, Indra. But the whole emphasis on the whole thing is no one gives any discussion about Indra. But all the classes are about the demon, quote-unquote demon. He is pure devotee of the Lord.